Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It seems that President Bashar al-Assad's voracious prison network has swallowed and silenced another individual whose peaceful views were an affront to the Syrian regime. Noura Ghazi Safati, the wife of one of Syria's most renowned advocates for democracy and free expression, Basel Haghtabi Safadi, announced August 1st that she had been informed that her husband was executed in October 2015, days after he was taken to an unknown location from Adra prison. "This is a loss for Syria. This is a loss for Palestine. This is my loss," Noura Ghazi Safadi wrote in a Facebook post. 34 years old at the time of his death, Mr. Haghtabi was of Syrian and Palestinian descent. A vocal advocate for freedom of expression and access to the internet, Mr. Haghtabi was the founder of IQ Lab in Damascus in 2010, an online community of open-source information and programs that brought together engineers and democracy campaigners and helped make the internet accessible to the Syrian people. After peaceful pro-democratic protests broke out in 2011, initiating the Syrian Revolution, Mr. Haghtabi's work helped keep activists informed and connected. He was arrested in 2012. After his arrest, and amid credible rumors of his being tortured, many international human rights monitors, as well as the United Nations, condemned his detention and called for his immediate release. The United States labeled him a prisoner of conscience. But the Assad regime would not release Basel Haghtabi Safadi any more than the tens of thousands of other innocent civilians they have imprisoned since the uprising began. An imprisonment characterized, as U.S. State Department officials have noted, by suffocating, overcrowding, beatings, electrocutions, rapes, and, as in his own case, secret executions. In a statement, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the United States deplored his execution and extended heartfelt condolences to his family, friends, and loved ones. "The United States is outraged," she said, "over the repeated acts of brutality, including torture and extrajudicial executions conducted by the Syrian regime. The Assad regime bears responsibility for the widespread suffering, death, and destruction it has inflicted on its own citizens. Every day, courageous individuals work to recover from the devastation that the Syrian regime has wrought, and the United States will continue to stand with them as Syrians work towards a negotiated political settlement that brings an end to the conflict."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.